Hi, my name is Suzanne, and what we have today is quite interesting. Our normal, I'd say, title is Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing, but we have a subtitle today. It says, Let's Start a Nursing Home for the Politicians. And I do see our co-host, you know, just left off. It's all right. Let him eat something. I didn't know he was there, and then he went off. He just wanted to make sure that I, you know, did the show. Anyway, I have wished that the nursing home that the politicians should be in, I'm going to say this is sort of a fantasy, you know, we should set the politicians all in one nursing home and not have just a regular nursing home for the politicians in the same way that we have politicians for the general population. But these politicians who definitely refuse to get rid of a nursing home, or even they should be in their own nursing home and feel what the, you know, what the masses feel. I mean, my mom was stuck in a nursing home during COVID period, and a lot of people could say the same. Well, you know, they would do, while they were arguing, okay, about what to do for this time, they said this, the stimulus, that time they, you should give everybody a stimulus, and then at the same price that you give it for people, the disabled should get it at least two times higher, if not five times higher, because we have a lot of expenses. That's one reason. Another reason is they don't agree for us to have nursing homes gone, and that would be a beautiful thing, and that's not a fantasy. That I hope to come, become, I'll work my hardest to make sure that, you know, a nursing home for politicians. No, actually, this is, I don't know exactly how to think of this, but I know we're going to get some callers on this because this is a really interesting hot button topic, because a lot of them ignore the poorest people. And I could see like a person coming into the nursing home and they're a politician and they just want to say hi. They say hi for 2 seconds and they move on to the next room. And that's happened once to me only. But I'm probably, in, I think I've tried all my luck already. So I don't want to ever go in a nursing home again. I've been in 4 of them. And thank God I didn't have to make the choice of keeping, you know, the politician in the nursing home. So I'm thankful that I don't have to do that. But we should have a separate person who deals with this. That would be great. Anyhow, I hope my co-host comes back on. It'd be nice to talk to him instead of hear my blabbermouth. Now, both of us, I am a very, I would say like a co-host. I would like a co-host. That would be nice. And I know Frank is really good at hosting and co-hosting. Any job you give him, he could do it. Anyway, not all, but some, mostly some. He's done a lot of, you know, radio talking. I don't have that much experience, but I try. At least I try. All right. So from now on, I just also want to be called Sue's Lady, because a lot of people have stage names, and that's been my game name for the longest time. So I figure music and gaming would be the same. I know I'm going off topic for a second. I just want to let everybody know I'm Suzanne Sue's Lady. All right, so it happens, you know, it'll be good. So at least I have a screen name. Anyway, I'm going back to what the topic is, and the topic is make a nursing home. Okay, well, let's start a nursing home for the politicians. And, you know, the weird part is I've noticed this, and I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but when you are, you know, with a politician, they usually say, I'll look into it, or I'll, you know, try this or try that, and they never get to it. Well, that's why, I think that's why Frank gave me this, you know, this project here about, you know, nursing homes for the politicians, because he's tired all day long of people telling, oh, what, did you try this politician or did you try? He doesn't want the, you know, for people to, you know, continually, you know, do something, you know, let's start a nursing home for the politicians. They don't really want that. Of course they don't, because they know that they'll get substandard food. They'll get everything that the people have been fighting to change, they'll get. And then they'll feel, hopefully, you'll get one or two out of them who feel like people who are, you know, in nursing homes should be released and change it into accessible housing. But if they don't get that, let's start a nursing home for the politicians. I could see them not being the same. One would be like luxurious, and I could picture that for the politicians, and the others might just get thrown in the mix of things. They don't get thrown in that. They're thrown in the mix of getting, you know, a place to live. And that's going to be difficult because a lot of people don't like their life controlled. And I'll tell you, I'm one of them. I don't like my life controlled. And I know Frank is also a free spirit. We both are very much free spirits. Anyway, I know Frank really doesn't like his life controlled, and I don't blame him. But it's a special place for these politicians. They need to know that our heart is in the right place. No, that we are in the right place when we say, let's start a nursing home for the politicians. They need to know what's really going on in a nursing home. How else to do it without making a nursing home for the politicians? Hold on, let me get our co-host to this phone. Here he is. Frank? Hello.
Yeah, I happen to love my life, by the way.
You heard me.
I don't like the way the system operates and what we have to do to get the simple little things that are supposed to be there for us because of all this crookedness and all these politicians stealing the money and that I don't
yeah.
like. But my life
I don't
love.
Either.
So please clear that up.
I will. I'm sorry.
It would be very interesting if there was a nursing home
mm-hmm.
for politicians. Now, you know, we already see that politicians like to fight and argue with each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe what's behind that is the money.
Of
you
course,
know,
yeah.
All politicians are wealthy, as far as I know. I don't know of any politician who has to live from paycheck to paycheck. They're all wealthy. So I can just picture it now. If there was a nursing home for politicians, that a lot of these
yeah.
guys would be getting their psychiatrist friends lined up and their lawyer friends lined up and say, hey, so-and-so is senile. He belongs in the nursing home. And, you know, ironically enough, most of these politicians are nursing home, what you would call nursing home age.
Of course.
You know, I hate that term, but that's the truth, nursing home age.
Yeah.
So one of the things that would happen here is they would take individuals to court, fight for their money, and try to get someone. They probably couldn't get the money appointed to them directly because, you know, the judge wouldn't allow that. But they would try to get someone that they know is going to be a friend to them, and award them, appoint them as the trustee or whatever you want to call it for the money. Then what's going to happen is all kinds of crooked stuff is going to start happening, and they're going to try and prove that they used this money for so-and-so and you know, food, shelter, whatever. So a lot of politicians, wealthy people, would wind up in nursing homes that way. You could.
Yeah.
It's possible. And then the nursing home is going to come back and say, hey, we can't afford to keep this guy here. We understand that there's an estate.
Yeah.
Then they would go after the estate and the people who put the person in the nursing home. It would be a big mess.
Oh, yeah.
A big mess, and it would really disturb a lot of people. But it would then prove to some of these people how horrible these nursing homes are.
Yeah, they would.
And,
definitely.
You know, that would be one of the positive things that would come out of having a nursing home for the politicians. Now, these nursing homes would operate the same way that any other nursing home operates. That would be the whole idea.
Of course.
So, you know, there is no nursing home for the politicians. So we're imagining.
That's right. It's a fantasy.
It was.
Yeah.
Imagine if there was. It
yeah.
would certainly drive our point home.
Yeah, it would.
You know, and then who knows if it would make a difference if one of these politicians would realize, hey, everything they're saying is true.
Yeah. You know, I had a weird occurrence with my mom and dad. Not with my dad. He didn't want a phone, but my mom wanted a phone right in her room. I gave her a phone in the room, but when we got her out and put her in the casket, somebody gives me a call and says, your mother owns, needs to have her phone bill paid. I said, excuse me, when is that date active? They said to me, oh, you know, date was active when she died, basically. So they were trying to accumulate something that my mother had her hands on. But I said, she's deceased more than once, and they still wanted to collect it. And I said, she's deceased. The activity that you're talking about is prior to, you know, dying. So you have to accept my dying mother's wishes. And that's what she would say, oh, I don't need that or whatever. I didn't even bother knowing that they had the phone put on for her. So somebody used the phone in place during COVID, and that my mother didn't even know that there was a phone for her. And then when she left in a casket, basically somebody else used the phone. Because she was in a casket while they were using her damn phone. That's how I argued it. So I had, it's really.
Yeah. Nothing,
you know,
it's
really.
Notorious for trying to get
yeah.
money out of the family after the person died.
Right.
Died. They had a thing about that on the news a while back.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's so annoying.
Yeah.
It really
they
is
don't
very
care.
Annoying. Yeah, and then when she died, it's like, ooh. Feeding ground. You had to see them all wanting a piece of the money. Guess what? She was in a coffin going under the ground when you were talking about that. That's what I got. I got it all taken away because how could she be dead in a casket and make phone calls? You know?
Yeah.
I tell you. Oh, go ahead.
Typical.
Yeah, very. Very typical. Yeah. Go ahead.
So what is needed here is a law to protect people in the nursing home.
Hmm?
And to enable them to fight for their money and also the idea of that you're going to this place to die, that has to be legislated out.
Yes, it does.
You know, and then a law to fight for whatever monies are involved, so the person could get out and go home.
That's right.
You know, that should be in place,
mm-hmm.
along with whatever programs there are, because all the programs are limited. You know, you make a wrong turn, or you get something added to your diagnosis, and right away the program can't help you.
Yeah.
Or it's all set. It's all set to bring in money for only certain types of people with certain types of ailments and criteria. That has to go.
Yeah,
the whole thing, is structured. Person in there, and to dictate that this is where you're going to die. And that,
you know what?
That has to be changed.
Remember that piece of paper that she was out of my premises, so she couldn't give it to me? But I'm going to state what is on it, just paraphrasing. And what my aide came up with from the nursing home that she... Remember my aide?
Huh?
Yeah, my aide, Edwin. That's all I'm going to say. She was
letter,
given...
But the letter that they gave out at the nursing home.
Right, okay. They gave a letter out at the nursing home sort of not to give that much care for the individuals, and to realize that most likely they'll pass away while in the nursing home. This way it makes them more money. And then they keep doing that for, say, 5 patients, 6 patients. And then you'll see somebody pass away. And you know that's from not so good care. My aide says, I'm going to do what I was taught to do and how I help you and how I helped other people. She's a real down-to-earth person. So she said, I'll just do what I've always done, take care of the person. If the person happens to die, she's not, you know, she's not liable. The nursing home's liable, you know. So she has to be very careful. She probably has to
get
a...
Did you get a copy of this letter?
No, she told me, paraphrase it to me.
No. We need a copy.
Yeah, I want to put it on the nursing home petition. Yeah, I will. She hasn't come back here for a whole month. They wouldn't give me any aid service for a whole month. Yeah, I'll have her bring it, and we'll put it on the nursing home petition.
If she has a copy, she'll give you a copy of that letter.
Yes, I will.
It's very valuable. We could.
It is a very valuable letter. Yep. I mean, I don't know, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's further proof.
Yeah, it is.
What we're saying
is true, that
these places are set up where people go to die.
That's true.
Now, all the people in the assisted living, all the people in the shelters, you know, I'll bet you that I'm going to say 85% or more are not aware that they're going to a nursing home and that's where they got to die. I bet you any money they're not aware of that. They don't.
That's true.
Think that they don't know about it. A lot of them.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What's
inside?
Brought
to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And thank you for all your help. Don't forget about our good friends Tom and Michelle Shelby's Kitchen out here in Bellport, New York, 631-286-0444. And I spoke with Michelle today, and I spoke with Joe Delgado. And we are ready to support Michelle in a press conference to demand a fair hearing for her through the Commission for the Blind.
Oh,
so
boy.
We're going to see what the lawyer has to say about that. There will be three elements involved, and, of course, whoever else wants to support it. The lawyer, Inner Sight, and Independent Living, demanding that she be given a hearing in view of the fact that they killed her dog and they're refusing to service her. Because the Commission for the Blind, it looks like the Commission for the Blind approved her for the guide dog. Now, if that's the case, why isn't there a fair hearing system?
Right.
So we're ready to fight for it.
Be ready to fight with her. I will.
See what the lawyer comes up with.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444, catering, food, and, of course, the presence of Milton, the guide dog. That's definitely. Hey, we're brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food. 631-484-3085. Check out Nobody Starved on Long Island. And when they're able to do it, they will provide the medical. 631-484-3085. And I want to thank Mr. Anthony Kennedy Realty for trying to find an apartment now for two of our friends who have consented to try to get an apartment together. Kennedy is trying to hook it up. Anthony Kennedy Realty. Both of them are in a shelter. Anthony Kennedy.
Oh, boy.
631-888-1186 on the Kennedy Realty. And thank you so much, and we're happy that Doreen is doing better.
Okay.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Site. And we're brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Next week is the Advocate Support Group, and the week after that is the news conference on the nursing home. So next week, I think it's Friday.
Okay.
I believe it's Friday the 13th, I think.
Yeah, we'll get good luck on that.
We'll double check that. But
yes.
I believe, you know, you can look on the SILO website, or you can call
them.
Hold on. Call them at 631-880-7929 on the SILO website. And we thank them for helping Inner Sight. All right, tonight talking about that there should be a nursing home for politicians. Not that
I
we want to open up
mind.
Another nursing home. You know, that nursing home could exist just long enough to make the point that they're all horrible. And then we'll get rid of them.
That's right.
Accessible housing. Well, that's the subject tonight. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avantio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. Go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight. reminds you. And it's a good thing, good idea to keep in your heart.
Definitely.
And mind. Go an extra mile for a child. Yeah, so the politicians are really steamed up fighting with one another. I heard today on the news that, and I'm sure Mr. Trump has something to do with it, that Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York, is suing Joe Biden for billions of dollars. I don't know what for, but they're doing everything they can to hurt each other.
Oh, wow.
You know, Trump's on trial. This guy's being sued. They want McCarthy out. He's a Republican. You know, everything is centered around these people. All these people are so self-centered.
Oh, yeah.
Uncaring about what's happening to people in the local community. And today they had a stupid national alert, which to me was the stupid. I'm going to talk about this Friday night on the
Follies Make Fun of It.
I mean, it was the stupidest thing I ever saw in my life, and nothing. It was nothing. It was a little noise on your phone. I turned my phone off.
Oh yeah.
I don't want politics and noise on my phone. I got enough of that stuff.
That's true.
If you're going to put something on my phone, put something on there that's going to say, turn all nursing homes into accessible housing.
That's right.
You know, don't use my phone to do stupid things and a waste of time. So, we'll talk about it Friday night, how people fainted in the street and all that. All right.
All right.
In a sight.
So how did we help, or how can we help the people who you're saying for this, you want to help? What are the things you want to help people with? Let's just be careful about what we say and do. So, Frank, how do you want it to actually turn out?
Wait a minute, I don't understand what you're asking me. Help, but what do
we
do? Be
more
specific.
How do you want it actually to turn out, the news conference and all of that? How do you want it to be victorious, and you'll be able to help people more? How do you want it?
Home?
Yeah.
On the nursing homes?
Yes.
Well, I want one of these damn-ass politicians to come forward and draft a law to change, to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing.
Exactly.
That would be the best thing.
That would be.
and mandate the agencies to start raising money to help people stay in that housing with the help that they need.
Right.
You know, hopefully one of these politicians will realize, hey, we're fighting with each other, we're escalating all this bitterness, and so it appears. I wouldn't be surprised that behind the scenes they're all friends. They get together at the end of the day and they're all left.
Wow. That's not right.
I wouldn't be surprised. Nothing would surprise me anymore.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, nothing surprises me anymore either. After they killed that guide dog, not said. That's all.
The news conference is to, on the nursing homes is to point out the facts. You know, millions of people don't want them. And we've got to get more names on that petition.
Oh, hell yeah. I know.
Millions
we do.
Of people don't want them. Don't want the nursing homes. And we need a law drafted so Congress can understand what's going on, and we also need people, I would say a week, at least a week of testimony at Congress from people.
I hope we get it.
People in the nursing homes, people trying to keep people out,
mm-hmm.
people who have a loved one die in the nursing home, all kinds of, there should be a whole week dedicated to that.
Oh, yeah.
Why we believe these places have to go. We've got to get more names on that petition. What are you doing about getting more names on the petition?
I had to keep donating. And when I went to donate, it would add more to the, you know, they would add more to your cause. But the problem is I can only donate as much as I could afford. So I wasn't going to go higher than that, but I wasn't going to go lower than what I had put. So it was okay, but it was really, the only way to get support is to give support, and that's not what it should be. You should be able to get support without the ability to
get there, stir people up and get them to do it. I told
you
that 1,000 times.
Right.
How many names do we have on the petition?
Okay, hold on. It's not many. I just hope it expanded. Hold on a second. Oh, it's not on that site. I'm sorry, Frank.
You've got to get out there. You've got to get other people to help you.
Uh-huh.
You know, I keep telling you this, and you're not doing it.
Well, I was a little preoccupied this week. No, I really was. My husband has precancerous cells in his mouth, and I was really supporting him. So I didn't want to, you know, leave him, you know, and go to whatever, but I'm going
to
keep trying.
This goes way back. I'm not talking about so much recently. I'm talking about way back when you... How many names we got?
Uh-huh. No, I've just been unhealthy myself, too. You know, I really need to get off all the medicine, and I'm doing it little at a time. It's not the easiest.
How many names do we have on the petition?
Yeah, I'm going for that right now. I stopped a second. Hold on. All right. And they're all from me getting them, you know. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I'm typing it out.
You've got to get more people to help you.
Yeah, I do. I know who wanted to help us, that lawyer. I don't know if you want to try him. He said he'll take his all of his office staff and he'll do it for us.
Well, go ahead. Call him up and get him then. Let's see if he's going to do it.
Yeah, let me see what he's going to do. It's right.
First thing tomorrow, call him up.
Yep, I will. I have his number.
Don't waste any time. Tell him what we need.
No. Let me see. Okay, start. No, I don't want to do that. I just did a boo-boo, sorry. I have to log in as you to get this done. Oh, it's a pain in the butt.
Right, anyone,
why is it so slow? Oh, okay.
Anyone
I'm
out
here. I'm sorry?
Do quietly, please. I'm trying to...
No, I know.
Do the show
I know.
Here.
Hold on. I know. People are trying to listen. I get it. All right.
Anyone out there who has had a loved one in the nursing home or trying to keep a loved one out of the nursing home, we could use your help to get names on this petition. On your social media, if you have any contact with business people and they'd like to put it on their website, we'd be happy to recognize them. On the show, we'd be happy to recognize them on the television show and here on the podcast. Contact Inner Sight and help us build up this petition.
Please.
And I told you to call Jill 1,000 times. You haven't called her.
I will, definitely.
Call
I left a wait a minute. When I was talking to other people when I came in on the phone, I left a message, but I don't think Jill got the message. I don't
call
know.
Call her back.
I am.
The busy lady.
Yeah. I'll call
her. Call her back.
Yeah. Both of them I'll call tomorrow.
Ask her for help.
Yeah, I will.
Give her the petition.
Yes, I will.
Please put it up on the, I don't know if it's up there or not, on the website.
Okay.
Silo.
Sounds good.
Make sure it's up there.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Inner Sight, the phone number here is 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. And tonight is the nursing home show. And we're trying to not only keep people out of nursing homes, we're trying to make it so you can never go in.
Yeah.
To a nursing home.
175 supporters, sorry, on the nursing home petition.
The only way to do that, to keep people out, is to get rid of the nursing home. That's not enough names. It's nothing.
No, I know. I want to go in the 1,000.
We need 175,000 and more.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, call those people tomorrow.
I will. I'll even call my friend, who wanted to help me and, you know, do the thing for the, I'll call her and see how much people she could get to sign it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go through my list.
Talking about the nursing home thing?
Yes,
petition?
Yes.
Be clear. You're talking to the world.
I thought I was. Sorry.
All right. Inner Sight. And, the politicians deserve a nursing home.
Uh-huh.
They really
do.
They created one for us.
That's true.
Why not take that as a model and create one for them?
Exactly.
And let's see what it's like, what we're dealing with.
They should. Or they say something
waste
like
money.
This, Frank. I'm sorry.
It's imaginary.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna get off the show.
I'll do it. All right. It appears like I have a lot of work to do, and I'm only one person and sick most of the time, but I still am able to do it a little at a time, and that's what I'll have to do, a little at a time. But when I was looking at our somebody was saying they could get a lot of names, and I'm going to actually call him tomorrow and see if he is willing to get all his staff to help with this, and I'll try and see if I can get something that, you know, we can, you know, a place where we could show our petition and stuff like that. So I have to go to the mall at one point. It has to be Walt Whitman Mall because I want it somewhere in between, you know, the both, I would say, Nassau and Suffolk. You know, Suffolk buses can come pick them up or go to Nassau and you could pick up other people. I'm hoping they could do that. If not, we're going to see if any of the places have a sort of like a bus situation and see if they can give us an area for this, because I would just love to see, you know, what, you know, a politician would tell us. You know, if we asked them directly, what would they say and how they would say it, you know, and how they would help, you know. And that's the worst thing, that if somebody said, I can't help you, or, you know, wait for a certain number of time to just even get the basic things. Imagine if they had to, you know, do a nursing home for the politicians. It'd be quite interesting, you know. So that's one thing I would like to see, you know. And that's basically it. I haven't, you know, got too much to say, but I got to tell you, my mom and my dad and my grandmothers and my great-grandmother, I remember going into the nursing home for my great-grandmother, which may sound, it was my mom's mom. And, of course, it was my grandmother, my mom's grandmother, that's who it was, I'm sorry. So, yeah, they all went into different nursing homes. And I was, especially my mom, I felt it so bad when she passed away. I mean, I cannot tell you, in the middle of the night, I screamed. And the woman sat there so indifferent. She says to me, "You knew this was going to happen. Why are you crying?" I said, "She's my mother, for God's sakes." You know, that's what I told the woman. She quickly shut up. But to tell you the truth, I was hurt. And, you know, it wasn't nice what she said. "You were expecting it. Still, I'm going to cry. It's my mother, for God's sakes." You know, and that's how I feel and how close it gets to my dad, too. He died in a nursing home because my mother didn't only got 4 hours of care. And, you know, they wouldn't give her any more for my dad. They said that she would have to, as a person, lift my father. And me, I'm disabled on a wheelchair, and we would have to lift my dad to make sure that he was better, you know, and try to help him out and stuff like that. It wasn't the easiest. They made it more difficult than what it needed to be. And I wasn't in the same nursing home as all the others, but I'm guaranteeing you, I was in 4 nursing homes myself, and every nursing home I went into, there was the same thing over and over again, repeat. Okay, get out of the nursing home, there's more, you know. And then I finally got fed up, and I said, no more people dying in nursing homes. Imagine if I was in the nursing home, they put something underneath you so you don't escape. Well, I would definitely be an escape artist in one of the nursing homes now. I mean, one time I just went, I asked my husband to come pick me up. I said, "I'm not dealing with this, excuse me, HIT anymore." And that's what I told my husband, and I went home. And then the social worker says to me, "Well, I'm going to do this for you, but you should have come to me in the morning and I would have, you know, made you a nicer area." I said, "Maybe a nicer area was on the long-term floor. How could it be nicer than that?" It was disgusting. You know, I didn't want to say, but luckily I had a really nice roommate. It was really nice. The only thing that was really nice about it was the people. Sometimes the people are, you know, there and they'll help you, you know. So that's something that you've got to be, you know, mindful about when you do things in a nursing home. They're very similar. If they say something like, "Oh, you must keep, you know, your person, the person you love in the nursing home longer," for what reason? I would be saying now, you know, I never thought that, you know, being in a nursing home would gather all my family together and make it possible to get me out, but it wasn't. It wasn't that easy because they made everybody believe that there's going to be, you know, an ability to, you know, actually get the person out when they go to get the person out. So right now I could use anybody and anybody to actually, you know, get involved. And I'm hoping that we could do this because I don't want to be a failure at that. That's something that I know I want to change. And they said our petition strength was good, but you got to get it out to people. So if you could help me by getting it out to some people, you know, give me a call at the InnerSight number and he'll give me your call back. It's 631-224-3090. That's the InnerSight number. Leave a message and say "for Suzanne," and then that's it. That's all you have to say. "This is for Suzanne, and I'd like to help out with the petition." And if it means like writing their family member on the long list of people who are affected, right now our petition has been viewed 5,883, sorry about that. And our petition shares were 155 petition shares. So we got some good action moving along. We just have to spread it more, and that's my job. So I'm going to be doing it. I have a lot of calls tomorrow. I'll be putting myself on hold. I'll be doing it for Frank and everybody else who has people in nursing homes and really want to get them out, but they don't know how. I've gotten only one person out and a couple, well, two. I'm sorry, I'm wrong about that. And I have a good friend who's in the nursing home. I knew him for years, and I don't know why he's in the nursing home. I've got to ask his girlfriend and see if I can get to talking to him. He's really sick in a nursing home. Now, you could get sick in the nursing home, but he's been lying down in the nursing home because the hospital won't accept him, or maybe they realize that they can't get too much money off of him. I don't know, but that's my dealing with him. And I think it's really wrong that they're trying to help him out and they're not giving any, you know, help to this poor guy. That's the one thing I feel for everybody, because I've been in this situation and been in the same situation. But could you imagine if people, it was convert nursing homes into accessible housing and people had to, you know, just know that their nursing home was going to be taken and put into, you know, into actual housing, which I think people will be very proud and very, it's very easy to actually get people to actually listen, and it's very difficult. But I think that if, aside from this, I go straight to the mall, and I could always do this on a computer, and I help people get on, I think that that would be the best. I might have a small little tablet that I can get people to log on to, and actually maybe I could do it from a store and they could help me, something to that effect. If not, I just have to use my cell phone. I asked the person at the, you know, Verizon store, and they said to me I would have to use something off my computer and put it onto, you know, my internet and get it done. Basically, I don't know what they're talking about. I'm going to go over to, and I have an actual sort of like an iPad, but it's the off-brand of the iPad. So, I'll be bringing that with me and see if they can help me out with some of the stuff. All right. I mean, that's basically what we're going to be doing in a nutshell. I feel for anybody who's living in a nursing home, it's really horrible. I don't care what nursing home you have. That's what's really horrible about them. They will keep you in there until they could take, and like, just stupid phone bill, okay? They called me, and they said, you owe money. Now, I'm thinking I owe money based on, you know, something that, a bill that she left. No, it was all the phone. People were using it after she died, and I got that taken away. I mean, would anybody do that? Can you pay for something after somebody dies? She tried to con me into, but I was clever to her. She tried to con me into paying the bill that was after she died. And I just sent the death certificate over to them a few weeks ago, and they never called me back again. They paid for it because they knew that I wasn't there. I was, you know, she was in a coffin and I was, you know, having a burial and everything. They knew the time frame that NAID had to be doing it. Different countries were being utilized, and she knows. That wire was hot. It was working. So, I mean, that should have been reported to me, and I turned it off. I wasn't thinking about that when my mother died. I mean, come on, people. Get with the program. And I promise everyone that I'll do it. I'll be on, you know, on watch. I'll let Frank help me out with that because I get distracted very quickly. So, I mean, I have ADHD, but everybody gets a label, don't they? I don't think my label, I'm typical for ADHD, I was told. But still, I mean, you should be able, I'm hoping that I can get a list of people who were affected by this, and that we could put them all together. Maybe I'll call my church friend. I'll call a few people and see if they could spread it. If they could spread it, that'd be good. If they can't, I have to do that in a different way, spread it. So I know some people I could call, some people I can't call, so I got to work on it together. All right. I will, you know, try to end the show on time, but I just wanted to let everybody know that we're going to be working hard, and I know I have to redeem myself a little bit, work hard too. So, all right, I don't want to keep blabbering around. So all I got to say is, oh, wait, let me, I forgot our supporters. Let me see if I can get, no, it won't show me it. I'm sorry. I wish it would show me who the supporters are and who to share a petition and new milestones with. I don't know who they are and what the difference is, because I have to call, I have to call this company, change.org, and find out what's what. All right? So, I want to sort of get as many, people signing it as I can. Up to 3 weeks ago, people were signing it, and then they stopped. So I got to, keep, all day long posting it, I guess, so we could get more people, and that's what I'll do. And even that, I'll have to keep people abreast of the situation, which will be good, too. All right, everybody, I'm going to get off. It's 9 minutes. And, oh, wait, I forgot some things that I have to mention. So first, if you want to call here, you have to call the guest line, and that's 213. I dial it so quickly that I don't even remember the number that I'm dialing. So it's like sometimes you do and you don't. So it's 213-816-1650 if you want to call here. If you want to call Frank after the show and myself after the show, please call the InnerSight number, which is what I just gave you. It's 224-3090 with the 631 area code. So that's 631-224-3090. And please indicate my name if you want to, do something, to help people get all this, away from us, that we don't have any more nursing homes. It'll be up to you to help us. We could do it, but we would really need, supporters' help. All right? So I have to chip in and see if I can get my stuff done with that. All right. I really, am going to log off right now. Again, the number is 631-224-3090. All right. Everybody have a pleasant night. And InnerSight means freedom, advocates for the disabled, and yes, we are advocates, all of us, and we're all a volunteer. We don't get paid for this. And it's very important that when we get a petition like this, that we get as many names on it. Just like the guide dog petition, we got a good amount of names. You got to spread the word. So I'm going to give you the link to this particular petition on the bottom of our show. So I'm going to take it, and I'm going to copy it and put it there. All right? Everybody, take care, and thank you, very much for trying. And I look forward to everybody, clicking on this petition. I'm going to update it, too. I'll see, Frank and I could get together on the weekend, and then I'll update it. All right? So, and in the meantime, I'll see if I can get a lot of people to sign it. All right. I thank you, and I hope that we can get this. People aren't really, scared to sign, so I hope I can get more people. All right. Thank you very much for listening, and just call our InnerSight number and ask for Suzanne when you, to do the petition if you so desire. All right. So if not, just at least give me a call so I can. Well, I'm going to put the petition information on the bottom of, the page. Okay. Take care and have a good one, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.